T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We thank you for being with us, everybody. DA with you on a fine Wednesday coming up this hour here on the show. We'll talk about the Dodgers and an amazing run of 7 consecutive National League West titles after last night. But does it matter unless they win the whole shebang this year? College football time, though, first, as a couple of coaches are already feeling heat after disappointing starts to their season. Joining us to discuss all things college football is our good friend Houston Nutt from CBS Sports Network. Good morning, Houston. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
It's always great to catch up with you. And last week, another tough pill to swallow for Tennessee. An 0-2 start for Vols fans, something that nobody ever wants to see, but it's been ugly in Knoxville. When you look at that program having coached in the SEC, how difficult is it to get the boat turned around when things get really negative like it is in Knoxville?
Yeah, it's very difficult. When you think about Tennessee, you think about the tradition, you think about championships. I remember taking teams in there, and it's wall-to-wall for 100,000 people of orange, and always a tough place to win. When you see Tennessee get beat by Georgia State, BYU, man, it's so hard. And so Coach Pruitt has to go in that meeting room and shut the door and say to his team that, hey, look, right now nobody really loves you except your mama and me. And here's what we need. We need your best, and it starts this week. And they've got to get that only dose of medicine you have to have in something like that, and that's a victory. You got to get a win. You got to be 1-2. That's your number one goal. You got to win this game and start getting some success, building a good attitude, and from little things, from penalties to taking care of the most precious thing you have, the ball. All those little things to get this victory Saturday is so important, and you got to tune out the outside noise, and it's not easy to do.
Willie Taggart and Florida State just ekes by Louisiana Monroe on Saturday. And he says, hey, a win is a win. We're trying to build a program right now. But obviously, fans and media look at that as nearly a loss, or might as well be a loss, when you need a missed extra point to beat Louisiana Monroe. How do you control that message in that locker room, that even though it was a close win over an overmatched opponent, we should use this as a positive, when that's a really tough sell?
Well, that it is. And that's where, again, you got to get your seniors first and foremost and let them know. Our goal was to win the game. We did. Now, did we win the way we want to? No. But we're going to build off this thing, and here's the roadmap. And that's where, if you get your seniors to buy in and hey, this is the roadmap, and there's going to be a lot of outside noise and a lot of hollering about this and that. We should have beat them 50-0. The bottom line is we won, and now let's go get to the next one and do the same thing, but we're going to play better. And so that's the only way you can do it. You just got to dig your way out of it. And again, those two programs you brought up, it's hard because you expect so much more.
Houston Nutt joins us here from CBS Sports Network. For Michigan last week, they nearly lost to Army. Now, Army's a good program, 10 wins last season, nearly did this to Oklahoma. But, boy, Michigan is a top-10 team this season. That game was at the Big House. Is that a concern that it took the Wolverines into double overtime to win?
Well, it is, because, again, you expect so much more. And you know, Coach Harbaugh spent some time on this thing. Now, Army, I got the privilege because of CBS to be. I watched them for the last 7 to 8 years, and especially these last two. What Coach Monken has done is phenomenal. And you don't want to play Army because of this wishbone, because of the linemen that get after your legs every single play. It's tough. But in saying all that, you know, offensively, Michigan hasn't looked good. And so they've got to get better. Shea Patterson, remember, we know how athletic he is. He's a dual threat. But he's had a lot of coordinators the last few years. And so he's got to get comfortable. He's got to get in sync. And the main thing is he's got to take care of the ball. And all of them have to do that. You can't turn it over. And so you just look for some improvement. You won the game. You got to feel good about that. But you got to get better, and it starts against Rutgers. Wisconsin.
Yeah. We're talking about Florida State, and in week number one, Boise State went down there and shut out the Seminoles in the second half. What an impressive second-half performance by the Broncos. And then they shut out Marshall as well in the second half last week. So that defense had been really impressive when it mattered most. But also their quarterback has been great, and Hank Bachmeier over the first 2 weeks of the season. What has impressed you more about Boise State, the defensive side of things when it mattered, or their quarterback play?
Well, I probably would say quarterback, about because I was expecting such a drop-off. When you lose Brett Rippon, you think, okay, boy, you're going to have to kind of work your way in here with the next guy. You know he's not going to be at that level. And all of a sudden you look up, boy, and this guy is just – he's throwing with accuracy and getting them out of the wrong play, getting them into the right play. Man, you feel so good about that. And their defense, again, when you're 31-13 and you're down, man, it takes backbone and it takes a defense to be able to get that ball back to your offense. And that's where you got to give Brian Harsin and his staff so much credit to go on the road and win a game like that. It builds so much confidence. So, I'm not trying to dodge a question. I'd put probably the quarterback one, but I'd put that defense 1-8.
Well, we had a chance to go out to Boise last year, and we had Brian on the show in person, and he's just a really impressive guy. He's an intense guy. He's a smart guy. When you look at Coach Harsin and the program that he has built, what do you see about him as a head coach that kind of defines that program's success?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And I had the privilege to coach Brian Harsin. He was a backup quarterback for me when I was at Boise State. And I can tell you firsthand, first of all, nothing but integrity, character, leader, studies film from daylight to exhaustion, and he cares about his players. And you can see it. The way he treats his players, the way he demands effort and attitude is just absolutely phenomenal, and they follow this guy. And you can see it, and they've been following ever since he was named head coach. And he has the blueprint of how to get things done, and he does it with excellent teaching. But he knows this. The players know this. They know that he cares, and the players really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so that's the fine line. And he has just done an outstanding job, and to me, excellent job, especially on offense.
Houston Nutt joins us here on the show from CBS Sports Network. He joins us as a former SEC Coach of the Year. And in the SEC, Nick Saban doesn't like that noon start time. Alabama doesn't like that noon start time. Why don't coaches like the noon start time?
Well, in September now, when it's hot, we like it. You like it at night.
Oh.
And you like it where your fans and everybody can have a nice tailgating time and come in there when the sun goes down and everything. But, hey, the bottom line is that's why each team gets about 40-plus million. You know, you got SEC networks, you got TV times, and when you play a non-conference game like that, you're going to get an early noon kickoff, okay? And so Coach Saban, as he plays the LSUs and Auburns, you can bet it'll be prime time or night.
Houston Nutt joining us from CBS Sports Network. How about Saturday's college football lineup for the family of CBS networks? On CBS, college football today at 3 p.m. Eastern time, and then Alabama, South Carolina at 3:30 Eastern time. CBS Sports Network has Maryland at Temple at noon Eastern, ECU Navy at 3:30 Eastern, and then Texas and Rice at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Coach, it's always fun to catch up, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. My pleasure. We'll do it again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.